The best teams never count themselves out.
This is the home stretch, and there's still an opportunity. You know, we are not mathematically eliminated from hosting a first round playoff. So, all we can do is go out and try to be the best we can be Friday night, and see if we can't get started Friday night with at least keeping ourselves in that hunt.
Even with four games left in the regular season, this Bemidji State women's hockey team still has a shot at home ice for the first round of the WCHA playoffs. The rest of the media may have written them off, but as we get down to the wire, Beaver Nation still has faith that this year's squad is special. Last weekend, the Lady Beavs swept the Huskies. It was all about the defense and special teams. Caitlin Tuga scored a power play goal on Friday and added a shorty on Saturday.
Beavers get the puck back. Here comes Tuga, shorthanded. Tuga skates past Abby Ness, fires a shot, a goal! Caitlin Tugas, her second special teams goal of the weekend. That one, a shorthanded goal for Bemidji State. 1-0 Beavers.
And with the win on Saturday, Brittany Mowat surpassed the legendary Zuzana Tomchikova for most wins in a single season by a BSU goaltender.
Obviously, it means a lot to me knowing that there's been like Tomchikova in the program before. And I mean, obviously, a lot of my credit can go to the team behind me. They've been great, basically. I can't complain.
This weekend, it's another test for the Beavers as they play the Mavericks, a team they swept in the first half. But as we all know, winning on the road isn't easy in this league, nor is it easy to win a season series.
We can't think that we're going to go blow them out of the water or anything like that, so we're going to expect them to show up, and we have to be ready regardless if that means it's going to be a 10-0 game or it's going to be a 1-0 game. It doesn't matter. We just got to play the same.
Home ice is just 6 points away. Again, the Beavs need a little help outside their control, but they know what they need to do can only help.
Again, we don't want to look ahead to see like where we're going to end up at the end of the season, but we want these 6 points bad. We definitely do. I think just going into this weekend, we just got to look at Friday night, just not look ahead. Just play simple and not change your game because we're going up against Mankato, who hasn't had that much success this year.
It's your Bemidji State Beavers facing off in Mankato against the Mavericks next on the Beaver Radio Network.